This will not be built. This line will never be built.
Before the commission had even finished discussing the project, Douglas County Commissioner Mark Liebert and a dozen other landowners from northern Wisconsin stood up and began shouting at commissioners, and a shoving match with commission staff began.
You have proven yourself irrelevant. You keep buying bumping and biting on my deck yet.
Outside the meeting room, the president of Save Our Unique Lands, Tom Krieger of Mosinee, said landowners in two counties will seek to block the utilities from buying the land needed to build the line.
It's not going to pass through Douglas County. It's not going to pass through Marathon County. And, you know, their decision might be, yeah, go ahead and build it here. But the decision of the people in the field is, you're not passing.
Krieger says since the power line was first approved in 2001, new power plants have been built and others approved, and that makes it unnecessary to import power into Wisconsin from the west. But Public Commission Chair Bernie Bridge disagreed.
To say that we can count on generation that might occur in the future, or try to take a sort of a short-term approach to put the project off in time, I think sounds appealing on the surface, but I don't believe, at least in my view, it would be responsible. And I'm persuaded that the changes have not altered the need for an extra high voltage interface at this time.
The president of Local 2150 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says the commission made the right decision. Forrest Seal says the new 345 kilovolt power line is important both for businesses in the state and for the members of his union who work in power plants.
Even the safety of our members gets to be a concern when they have to operate a system that needs to be upgraded. In addition, it is going to provide a kind of a boost to Wisconsin. There will be some construction jobs, but it's also bound to enhance the state's reliability system so that there'll be more power available.
But environmental groups and the Citizens Utility Board both attacked the PSC's approval of the new power line. Clean Wisconsin issued a statement calling it both bad for landowners and the environment. Cub's new director, Charlie Higley, said the decision came because the state's planning process for siting new power lines and power plants is flawed.
There was really no other way for the commission to consider alternatives, because basically for the last 10 years, the utilities and the commission haven't been doing an adequate job of planning our electricity needs in the state.
PSC Commission Chair Bernie Bridge, despite her support for the power line, agrees the state needs to do a better job of planning.
I have to say that I think there are probably better ways than this to go about transmission siting, in all candor. And I really do wonder what the outcome might have been if the primary alternatives in this docket were equally well developed and explored in their entirety.
The commission is expected to issue a final written decision approving the new power line before Christmas. One key issue not yet resolved is how the power line will cross the nationally designated scenic portion of the Namekagon River. The National Park Service must sign off on a plan that may involve running the line under the river at a cost of up to $12 million. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.